Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzz fans, tonight we finally get to see Allison and Cole reunited, and we also get to take a little peek into what the kids are drawing on people's faces now. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, everybody, welcome. Tonight, we are covering season 4, episode 2 of The Affair. So happy to have y'all with us. They are jamming over here right now, and I don't get to jam right now.
My voice.
Yeah,
I don't think we'll ever not go crazy in the beginning.
And when he died, his widow. Next, we ready to do the techno version of it. And they made you.
Yeah. All right.
That's what the lights are.
It's better when Lem is here, because then he can, like...
He beatboxes for us.
Right, yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't beatbox.
Come on, April.
That's all I got.
There's always next week, April.
Exactly. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining us. Like I said, we're covering season 4, episode 2 of The Affair. I'm April Wissenhant, of course, joined by my lovely ladies, the Allison Dean. Notice I said the Allison Dean.
The Allison Dean.
And Nadine Delafell.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
We're good.
We're great. We're missing Lem. He'll be back next week. He was just out for a little bit.
But it's ladies night. You'll know I always love a ladies night.
At least one per season, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You gotta have at least one.
Just one. Maybe tell me one and back.
Yeah. Thank y'all, everyone that's in the chat, for joining us. We want to know what y'all thought about tonight's episode, because it was another good one. But I want to, what did y'all think of it, actually? I say that and I'm like, oh, what did y'all think?
Well, I was happy to see Allison and Cole back on the scene, right? I mean, it's been a minute. I feel like there's just still a lot to take in, you know? Obviously, the perspectives of stuff that happened in this episode were conveniently differing, but they also didn't overlap too much, you know, like, so the stuff that we saw with Allison's story were clearly unto Allison for the most part. It didn't really give us much into the realms of, like, the business dinners that she wasn't at, or what that looked like. I don't know. I thought it was a good episode. I wasn't disappointed by anything.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was a little slow. It was definitely a setup episode, but they need that. After, you know, being gone for so long now, we needed that long recap we had in the beginning, which I thought was great, because I forgot a lot of the little stuff that happened. So it was a good little setup. But it was okay. Yeah. It is what it is. I'm excited. I think next week, or in 2 weeks, I guess, when they come back, I think more stuff will come to fruition.
Yeah. I think I really liked Allison's part. Part one almost was a throwaway to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Cole's whole part?
And it kills me because I love him so much, but I was like, this is so random. And maybe they are setting up for more stuff, but it seemed like, why are you chasing this kid? Why are we bringing up the drug stuff? Like, is that going to chase you forever? And maybe it is, but it seems like there could be better things to talk about, and that... What are you...
I think... so here's the thing. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they're trying to show how Cole is feeling beat down in his own life or something. And so I think the kids and that whole just, you know, him being on the beach and, you know, being bumped into, and the photographer's telling him to move over, and just kind of like him perhaps feeling a bit of a victim in his own life, or just not... Like, there's so many things that are going well for him, and yet he's still not feeling like the king of the castle, or you know what I mean? And so I think that's what his part was giving us a little bit. And just, you know, how everything is not so great with Louisa.
Yeah.
Or it seems that way. There's just a lot of struggle happening with the two of them. And anyway, so.
Yeah. That's very true. Well, let's just go ahead and get into it. Before we do, I want to make sure y'all are subscribing to us on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. We love to have y'all interact with us. We want to really hear what you say. Make sure you comment. Click the rate button, subscribe, everything, and let us know what you think. Okay, so part one, obviously, is Cole tonight. Loved seeing him back, because I love me genius on Joshua Jackson. Well, we all do. And it kind of starts off where they're talking. It's, you know, all about Cole and Louisa tonight, today. And they are kind of going into that whole deportation thing.
Right.
I'm currently looking up this tweet right now from Sarah Treen, but I can't find it. But essentially it says that, remember when Louisa first came about, they kind of softly touched on her being an illegal. Mm-hmm. This is 3 years later now, and her being an illegal is a much bigger deal, meaning, like, in the real world United States today.
Right.
So clearly they're going to make a big to-do of that this season. So do you like the idea of them doing that, or...
I think it touches upon what we're facing right now outside of the show and in reality. But I'm just so confused as for, if they've been married for 3 years now, why hasn't she tried to apply for citizenship to get a green card?
It sounded like, at least with how Cole was trying to make her feel better, it sounded like they did try.
Oh.
I thought I heard him say, we can try again for your green card.
Oh, they said that, well, you know.
I think that's what I got.
Yeah. He did say that. I'm looking at a tweet from Sarah Treen right now, and she says, because she came here legally, it doesn't matter that they're married. Mm. Clearly, I don't know very much about that, but it seems like there are different things that you could do. Like, I thought there were some sort of, like, forgiveness programs. That's not a correct term whatsoever, but if you've been living here for a certain amount of years and you've been working, but she hasn't really been working. Yeah. That's why she said, I don't have any special skills. I don't have any of these things that they require, that if you originally came here illegally, maybe like with your family, if you were a child or something like that, then they require you to have done this many things for this many years and whatever.
I was immediately thinking that if for sure the franchise owner people wanted to hire her in Miami, I thought, well, they can definitely pull some strings and figure out a way to get her something.
Well, maybe we'll see that come later on.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. I was like, they can pull some strings. They know some people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's, of course, another big part of their whole interaction tonight is this Marshall group, I think is what it was called, contacting Cole and Allison to franchise. And it seems like she keeps saying, and he even mentions it, she's like, this is a great opportunity for you to franchise the lobster roll, which apparently is a huge success. And people for years and years and years trying to make it a thing, but I guess Cole has the magic touch.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's good to see him, like, actually doing well, in that sense, business-wise anyway, because they struggled for so long. But she keeps saying, like, this would make you a rich man. This would make you this. Why do you think is she just insecure in their relationship? Because he immediately calls her out on it. He immediately is like, it will make us rich.
I think she's insecure, but I also think she's insecure for a reason. Mm-hmm. I think he makes her insecure in many ways, just based on his relationship with Allison. Because she can see it. She's not an idiot. She's very, very... perceptive, I think. And so she can tell that there's, you know, when he's in a restaurant, he's looking for, like, the woman that looks like it could be Allison. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just, you know, dropping everything the minute that she calls. And, that would make any, I think, woman feel a little bit insecure. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Well, I think then on top of that, her status as well. So that's what she keeps saying. Like, I can't write a check. You have to write all the checks. Everything is in your name. I have to use your credit card.
Yeah.
All of that. And so her life is literally tied into his. And so she has a reason to have fear and doubt, because he goes crazy with Allison every single time. Obviously, there is still something connecting him to her, which he won't admit, but we see it constantly. Mm-hmm. And she has every right to have that fear. And I could only imagine what that's like. That must be so terrifying. Someone else is controlling basically your life and what's going to happen to you.
I'm so like, I go both ways on it, because I see that it's clear. I was just reading this Deadline article that the creators did before it actually premiered, and they said, you know, Cole, this season is all about how Cole just hasn't been able to move on from Allison. For some reason, he can't. And now he's, like, fully realizing it, and it's kind of like him finding himself. The whole season is supposed to be about every character finding themselves, essentially. Mm-hmm. But so it's clear, just like you said, that he still has these things for Allison. You know, we see in this lunch meeting that didn't happen in her part, but did happened in his, or maybe that's what she missed in her part, where she's 45 minutes late and shows up with wet hair and does look like disheveled and very unprofessional. And I mean, he has a good reason to be upset, but it's just, you can just tell, like, with the way that they speak with one another, and that they, even in the way that they argue, it's clear that there's just some, I don't know, I don't want to say unfinished business, but there's still, like, that spark, that connection, yeah. That they've known each other for their entire lives thing. So I go the way of, like, clearly he hasn't been able to move on, but yet they're married. He's married to Louisa, and is she gonna, you know, nag him forever about it? It's like, you either have to move on and do something else if you don't think this is ever going to end, or you have to, you know, do something about it, or you have to accept it. Like, I don't know. It's like, what does it help her constantly bringing it up? I think it probably makes it worse.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the thing, is that no one's dealt with their emotions or their feelings. Cole has never actually really sat and looked internally at what's going on. I think even past the passing of their son together, too. Mm-hmm. So I think all of this has just constantly been building up. So, yeah, to answer that question of just, like what's going on, basically, is he doesn't know. And I think that's what he's constantly trying to figure out. And he's trying to be this manly man and just, like, pushing his feelings to the side. And now we're just seeing that in every instance. He's looking, he's seeing Allison here and there. He's always getting in fights. He expects more out of her when he doesn't need to expect that, you know. Yeah, it's crazy, Cole. Cole, check yourself.
I'm also, okay, so in his part, Allison was in school every time she missed something. But in her part, she was at work. So is she at school or work? I think she's at work.
I think she's at work, but she's in school at the same time. So she was like, I was late because
I'm studying,
I'm doing this, I'm so stressed because of this. But he more so sees it as, like, that taking over her life. But because he's always seen these, like, extra little things that she does, or he's always seen her in a sense of being not fully capable because everything else is more important than what they're doing. And, well, like, we kind of see in her part, it is more important than what, you know, he's doing.
In his part, though, he was making it seem like she didn't want him to sell it. But in her part, she made it seem like she didn't care whether or not he sold it, and it seemed like he was hanging on to it for reasons that he's not. I mean, this goes to what you were just saying about him not facing, like, most of his emotions about stuff.
Yeah.
So that's interconnected.
She actually says in her part that she wants to sell it. She's right. Like, it's full of bad memories for me. Like, let's just let it go. So I think it's just another thing in his mind. Like, he thinks Allison, like, basically plays fast and loose. He thinks that she is, you know, I don't know, he projects his feelings onto her.
Right.
I definitely don't think he wants to sell, or it's clear he doesn't want to sell because of the connection that they have.
Together.
And, yeah. Exactly, and that's the biggest thing.
I think. And he says that to her in her part, but, of course, he's not going to admit that to himself in his own mind.
At least not yet.
No, yeah, he's not. And I think that's the thing. It's like, he's needing to check on his emotions. He's holding on to things for some reason a certain way. And we even see him kind of get knocked back into place when he's trying to, you know, saying to the kid he's going to call the cops on him. Mm-hmm. And then reality comes back, like, hey, you're not the king of the castle anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, your brother is the one who sold me coke when I was 15. Like, calm down here, bro. Like, let me run away because you can't do anything anymore. And I think that's just such a reality check of where he is now.
April hated that part.
I'm like, what does it matter that your his brother sold you coke? Like, his brother's dead. Like,
yeah.
What does it matter? Why do you let this? I know it's just a shocking thing to hear. Like, by the way, bro, guess who sold me my first 8-ball? But when they were in the bonfire, I didn't know if they were, well, I guess I should know this. I was like, are they, like, doing meth?
Yeah, I don't know. It was meth or crack or something.
Just
I don't know.
Open on the beach.
Yeah, I mean, it's on a beach. They're kids, April. Yeah. Kids will be kids. Kids will have fun.
Well, they were actually, like, pretty grown, but, you know.
Yeah.
Kids. I was like, they look pretty old.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's more, like, symbolic of how Cole's feeling, how they kind of started off his part with him, I was about to say snowboarding. Oh, my gosh. With him surfing and everything, and then the kid that, you know, that he eventually sees in the bonfire, and that stilts his wallet or whatever, bumps in. He's like,
Grandpa.
Get out of the way, Grandpa.
And then, also, he does not look like a grandpa.
No,
okay?
No, he looked like, hot.
He's
tonight.
Looking fine.
He had a tan.
Cole, we see you.
We see you. Fully see you. But I was just, you know, after he and Louisa get into this big fight after the dinner, oh, we'll talk about that. But and that's when he walks up on them at the bonfire. First of all, I was like, is that a Montauk thing? Is that a Hamptons thing where people just randomly join bonfires?
Because I'm sure that looks fun. I mean, well, yeah, I've been to a beach town
and Indians in.
Yeah, I'm in. I've joined. Like, I've been walking on the beach with friends and ran into other people and sat. Yeah, and, you know, it's just a social thing. And also, it's a smaller town too.
Right, that's true.
Just the weird thing is that he has such an age difference with these kids.
Yeah,
and they were rude to him before, and they're clearly doing some stuff that Cole should not be doing.
Yeah.
So all of that was not a good mixture.
It was, but though, it was when he was walking up to the bonfire, though, it's as though in his mind he knew it was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yet he still was like, okay, well, let's just see what happens.
Stressed, trying to let go, right. But then it just turned.
Backfired?
I felt really bad for him. I think he just needed, like, just to breathe for a second, and then they just all took advantage
of him. Breathe away from the crazy people that are going to draw on your face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I would have also been,
and steal,
like,
your wallet.
What you're saying makes sense. Like, I've done that many times with friends, but it's always people around the same age as you.
Yeah.
It's just weird that he sat down with even, you know, he's not old. They're not super young. Let's say they're mid-20s. He's 30s.
I think they were just people. Yeah. I think it was just people were sitting there having fun drinking. He started talking. They invited him to sit down. He recognized the guy. And I think, I don't know.
I guess
I don't know. You're looking deeper into it.
I am. But because I feel like it's like masking something.
Yeah.
The second, you know.
Him wanting to be young again?
Maybe. Yeah, a little bit. I think it's definitely represented pieces of that. Because now he's Mr. Responsibility. Or he at least feels the weight of the world, I think, in some ways with Louisa and Child and Allison and restaurant and all the
and
things.
Remember, Allison says to him too, like, you have become that guy, basically. Like, you drive a Jeep, you tip like a banker, like, you are the epitome of everything you don't want
to
be.
I used to drive a Jeep. What's wrong with driving a Jeep?
Driving a Jeep is great.
But I know. If in fact he said that, right?
Yeah. So we don't know whether or not he said that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I guess. I don't know. I was just confused by that. I didn't like it. I thought it was, that's why I feel like his part was a throwaway thing. I was like, why are we talking about this? Mm-hmm. There are more substantial things to talk about.
They're setting us up.
True. Okay, I do want to talk about the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So just to kind of like broaden the whole thing, they're talking about the franchising the lobster roll, like we said, and they set up this dinner, which of course we know that Allison misses, even though in her part it was never even referenced. So I'm sure it did happen, but whatever.
She didn't care.
Yeah, and he seems to like, I wrote in my notes that he's almost kind of having some sort of anxiety episode while they're sitting there. You know, the waitress pours him wine, and it's just all kind of like, everything goes fuzzy, and he just hears them talking, but I don't know. And then he sees this woman that I thought was Allison from behind as well, and he kind of like, sees it.
He gets
and
all nervous.
And that's the second that Louisa is embarrassed. And I understand, like, that's embarrassing. Well, no one else knows what he was doing, but she knows exactly what he was doing, which then caused this huge fight. But in the meantime, these owners are like, oh, well, we have this restaurant in Miami. We'll set you up in a penthouse. And I'm like, he is never going to Miami.
He's like, yep, we'll talk. Yeah,
I know.
Great, we're going to Miami.
Even though Louisa is like, oh, this could be great for me. And I thought that was weird whenever she mentioned it when they got back home and they're in this huge fight. She's like, this could be amazing for me, but I can't even think about that because of her illegal status. But I'm like, you know he's not going to go anyway, so what does it matter?
Yeah.
But I still find it interesting that she is, I don't know, not being more of, maybe I just love Cole too much.
I find it odd
that she's not being more of like a supportive wife in the situation. Take the Allison stuff out of it, because that would have made me hella mad if I was her, too. But I think that's what we've seen them kind of lacking in the past as well. And he lacked that with Allison, too, though, so I can't even say anything.
Yeah.
But it's because she's not being like, I don't know, she is being like, let's take this, but then she's just kind of annoyed with the situation. So
yeah, I think that she is supporting him. She kicked butt at the dinner meeting, and butt at lunch, and she was starting to learn Mandarin for them.
Hello.
She was doing the cheers, she was talking
while
Cole.
She learned Mandarin for them?
Well, probably. I mean, said she's been studying up on it, so I don't think just on her own. So she's like been, you know, she's been holding her own, especially, you know, Allison's not there and supporting him, telling him that he needs to take the $2.1 million in this deal because it'd be amazing. I mean, they have sex on the counter after. She's so excited about it. I mean, who wouldn't be?
That was hot.
Who wouldn't be excited? So I think she is. I just think that it's once again, which she has every right to feel the way she feels, I think, with the whole Allison situation. It's been years now. She's dealt with, you know, basically raising that child too when Allison was out of the picture. If we forget, you know, that was, what, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
She's done so much, and she's stuck around with Cole because she loves him, and he's just, because he hasn't gotten his emotions in check. He hasn't discussed it internally.
He hasn't gone to therapy.
Exactly. Right. He needs to go to therapy. Like, boy, if anyone does, him and Noah, man, they need to go. I mean, not at the same time.
They need some, like, lay down on the couch for a very long time therapy.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think jury's out right now on Noah needing to go to therapy, because I think the whole Brendan Fraser thing last season sufficiently...
I thought we were never talking about that.
But I think that's sufficiently, like, that was a therapy on some level. So I need to, like, see the rest of the season and then assess if Noah still is in need of therapy. I think he might have gone through with between like prison and that and just like everything. I think his like mind has been tossed around enough. Yeah. Whereas Cole, he could use some like straightforward therapy.
You know, it is like therapy for me. I know for us is discussing all of this after.
Right.
And so for you guys, all of you After Buzzers, if you guys are enjoying this after show and you guys want to look at other after shows for other shows you're watching, we have a bunch for you. Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content you already like directly to you, which is great. It brings you your favorite after shows so you don't have to seek them out. And it suggests content from other channels and or podcasts that might interest you. Sounds fun, huh, Allison?
I think so.
So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure you'll love. Since you've already tuned into The Affair right now, you may be interested in a few other drama-type shows. The Bold Type, Queen of the South, Claws, 13 Reasons Why. There is many there, so please check it out. And remember, we have channels for other genres too, so please don't be shy about subscribing to them either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. And so it's so easy. All you got to do, once again, is just hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you let us know that you did in the comments, we'll shout you out on air, which is fun. So thanks for being the best fans, and we promise to continue to serve you the best way that we can.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We'll get to that therapy in for you.
We really do have the best fans, though.
We do. You guys are so fun, and we love when you chat with us, too, throughout the show.
Oh, yeah. Trying to pull the chat back up because it just went away.
Oh,
before we get into Allison's part, I want to mention the very first opening scene of the episode with Cole and Noah.
At the
gas station. It was the same thing that happened in episode one that we saw in Noah's part. But this time we see a kid get into the back seat. Or I say kid, let's say teenager, get into the back seat. He's like, all right, we ready to go?
Yeah, because in Noah's version, we saw them outside of the car and going to get in.
Yeah.
Now in Cole's, we're in the car, and it's like, oh my gosh, every week are we just going to get like a one-second glimpse?
Probably.
What is happening?
You know how they do that to us.
Oh, man.
Do you think...
I don't know.
Is there any significance of this kid being in there, or there's just no way for us to know yet?
I don't know. The only kid stuff that we can correlate it to is Cole wanting to hang out with the younger kids. So, I don't know. That's the only thing I got right now, which makes no sense.
Cole's just trying to be young.
Yeah. So, if you guys have any ideas, you guys have any predictions on that, let us know. Comment in the section.
Yeah.
The only thing that I might think, and this is only related to what you said as we were watching, is that, and this is... in regards to us talking about Allison now, so perhaps I'm jumping forward.
No,
it's good, girl. You got it.
But what if this guy was, like, in the army with Ben?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Ben is what I'll call him.
Hot Ben.
Hot Ben.
Hot Ben.
Ooh, Hot Ben. Hey, now,
without
what's
here,
up?
All we do is talk about the men. Sorry.
I know. When
anyway.
Mom's gone, we talk about the guys.
Maybe there's something there. I don't know, but that's what came to mind. Perhaps he's an army... bud or something.
Yeah. Well, because what I had said when we were talking with Allison.
Yes. Share with
all of them. So what I had initially said was that there's something I felt a little off throughout that whole interaction. I know that maybe they're just trying to introduce a new character and they're trying to do like a cute way of him saving the world and saving her life.
Yeah.
But for me, I felt like if we know that something happens, that Allison goes missing, or I think it's her that goes missing from what we know, that he may have something to do with it. Because what else would, other than a new character that kind of gets thrown into this? So anyway, so from that, that's where Allison's little prediction comes from.
Okay.
Anyway, big
prediction. I don't know. Maybe.
So she opens up. She's now, we see her, I guess she's a social worker of sorts? Is that what you would call it?
She's a peer-to-peer counselor.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, I would say it's a la
social work, of sorts. And she's working at a facility that is, I guess, focuses on families who have lost a child.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking to a woman named Abby and telling her how they've been having all of these troubles. Her son drew this... drew this, like, really troubling picture of his dad. It was just like, you know, a face.
Demonic.
With all these, with all these circles around it. Just colored circles. And she talks about how the dad has, ever since their, I think, daughter died, he's just, you know, he drinks too much, he goes off on people. You know, she's basically describing PTSD. And that ends up saying that she knows that he would never do anything to their son, but that she is kind of scared of him. And Allison advises her to leave him, essentially. Mm-hmm. If you're scared, you know, you have to get out, you can't put yourself in that danger. And, you know, I'm thinking to when Cole later tells her in the episode that her whole identity is about, you know, Gabriel's death, or she's basically made it her whole identity. And I think, like, he clearly doesn't know what she's doing because, yeah, she does have a very sweet picture of Gabriel on her desk, which was so sad because the lady asked her. And I'm like, is she ever going to be able to... Well, of course, you don't want to, like, forget about the kid's memory, but I'm like, are you ever going to be able to, you know, not have that be such a heavy thing for you? But I guess probably not. But it makes me think, like, he clearly has no idea. It just goes to show, like, how he sees her again as well, because he's like, oh, you're doing this, it's about Gabriel, but she's actually doing so much more.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But then I also think, like, oh, you really do just have a knack for getting yourself into these, like, dangerous situations.
Yeah, I think this is, like, her type of therapy. I think her, like, handling and you know, because I think she's helped someone else in the past, too, go through the same type of struggle.
Yeah.
I think that's her coping through it, and I think it's such a jab if it actually happened. And that's the thing. We don't know what actually said or what actually happened.
That's true.
So, like, you know, I don't want to, like, blame Cole, but, if, you know, if he actually said, like, what the heck are you doing, basically? Like, why do this? And making kind of fun of it or making light of it.
Yeah.
That's so messed up. I think it's amazing what she's doing. I think she should be doing that. And I think it's a way for her to keep his memory alive, for her to understand what's happening, and if she can help other families in the process, but dealing with people with PTSD and dealing with crazy traumatic stuff, you don't know other people and their energy and their personalities, what's going to happen, which we experience.
Exactly. And she kind of, she takes on this role of the saving people, because, you know, we've seen this parallel before, because she needs to be saved herself, or mm-hmm. she used to feel that way. So she kind of, like, puts that aura out with everything. And just to kind of tie her part back into Cole's, you know, we do see him kind of chewing her out on the phone. It's how they always see each other. He sees her as being so nonchalant and everything she does is important. She sees him as, like, being, like, almost like a dad, like a nag figure, oh my gosh, you're missing this again, what are you doing? But these other things that she's doing are so much more important, which it's been the same way in the past. So I'm like, you know, a lot of people say, you know, just on Twitter or on YouTube and everything, that they think that Allison and Cole have this thing, and they're the ones that are supposed to be together. But I'm like, I feel like they have this thing that they just can't seem to get over. But then again, she does still call him for help when her car breaks down.
They've gone through so much together. It is like, I don't think it's ever something that they could ever come back from. I don't think they're ever going to be together again, but they've lost a child together. They have a child right now together.
Yeah.
They didn't even realize it was their child together until months into that child being born. All of this stuff. And she calls him because he's the father of her daughter, and she has no one else, really. Because who else would she call on?
Noah's in California.
Would you be pissed if you were Louisa? When Allison calls, and it's just because her car broke down. Or her battery went dead, sorry.
If there wasn't a child involved,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Oh, and she was there, and they were on the way to school. I don't know, I'd still kind of be pissed. I'd be like, oh, you can't call anyone else? You don't have, you know, AAA, because eventually you do have to stop relying on someone. But with their history and I guess with the neighborhood and stuff like that, she just feels like it's not okay. But mm-hmm. enter Hot Ben. Maybe he can be the one that
scary
she
Ben.
On.
Scary Ben.
Scary
no.
Ben. Okay, I think Ben's hot. Of course, he comes about in a very casual way. Just he's at, I forgot what was he there for?
To meet with someone else on the first floor
about giving a grant.
About giving a grant. He's there for the VA. So in this whole, so she meets him very casually. He leaves, and then a patient or someone knocks at her door, and we find out that it's Abby's husband named. I forgot, but I will find it. That's okay.
Trevor?
So it's something like that.
Ooh,
so
sounds good.
He walks in.
I'm like, terrifying.
He walks in and he's
locks the door.
It's like Mike.
Pissed.
I don't know.
Yeah, and he immediately is like, "What are you thinking? Why did you tell my wife that she should leave me? You know, we can't afford to do this." And then you can see that he's just.
Getting
slowly
more and more.
But surely getting more like antsy or getting more aggravated because she's remaining very calm and she's like, you shouldn't be in here. Let's go talk to someone. And he, you know, it essentially just like attacks her and chokeholds her against the wall, which is why I said she has a knack for putting herself in these dangerous situations. And, you know, it's maybe, I guess it shouldn't come with the territory, but I feel like it probably kind of comes with the territory anytime you're telling someone, oh, you should leave your husband or wife, and they've just been through such a traumatic thing.
Yeah, it's hard. It's just terrifying that anyone that comes into a room and just locks the door that you don't know and just stares at you with, like, this posture he had. Woo, baby, I was scared for her.
Yeah, I was too. You know, I think when Allison was talking to Abby and said, you know, you need to get out of that situation... Mm-hmm. You know, temporarily removing yourself from a dangerous household is not saying that you're permanently removing yourself from a dangerous household, right? So that part for me was, I don't know, like Miss, maybe Abby heard it incorrectly. Maybe Abby shouldn't have told her husband, whatever it was. I mean, obviously there's a lot going on there and this happens, you know, in everyday life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More than we want to know. But I think that was like, I wanted Allison to say, you know, clearly you are dangerous, sir.
Yeah.
Sir, what do you think this is?
Sir, please back away.
Right.
Well, yeah. When Ben comes in and saves the day, like a Superman or possibly a scary Superman, who knows? First of all, he's straight up like just headbutts. Or not headbutts the guy. Bangs the
guy. It was
kind
of hot.
Boom!
It was kind of hot. No, I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying there's something else there that's going to happen and I know it.
That's okay.
I have a feeling.
Well, so he comes in and when they're walking the guy out, Abby like looks at Allison all upset.
Giving her the death stare.
Like,
yeah, what did you guys think of that?
I was...
Well, I'm sure it's like, okay, now he's going to jail after he just... went through this, but he did just, like, give her the chokehold up against a wall. So you can't not do something. You know, she called security. It's not like she's like, oh, immediately arrest this man. He attacked me. But he did ultimately attack her. And sometimes in a situation where people need to, like, you know, be scared straight, maybe he does need something else because, you know, he was screaming about how they're spending $350 an hour or however long for this her to come there and they can't afford that. And... I mean, it's just like Ben said later when she's like, how did you know something was going to go wrong? And he's like, I've seen people with a ton of PTSD. He was looking for all the exits. He was rubbing his fingers together. He was, I don't know, looked disheveled. I forgot exactly what he said. But, you know, maybe in that situation he needs something. But I'm sure Abby at the time was like, oh my gosh, he just lost his daughter. You know, he said when he was attacking her, he's like, I felt my 7-year-old daughter go lifeless. She turned blue. Like, you can't bring her back. Nothing's going to change her. And it's terrible to see someone, you know, it's not like he did something... Something happened to him that was out of his control, and he's having a bad reaction to it. But it's also like, you know, you can't just let people chokehold you because they went through something bad.
It's that fine line. It's like, I mean, I'm sure she's just like, I think the look that she gave Allison was probably just like annoyed of like, really? Now I have to deal with this on top of everything. And I think she was also, she was angered that maybe Allison let it go to that level. She doesn't know the whole story. Obviously, she was scared of... of her husband. But no, I think it all, there's just a lot happening there. There's a lot going on, and Allison got caught in the crossfires, and she did everything right. Like, I mean, she didn't do anything. Just call security. Like, you have to call security. You can't just be like, ha, funny joke,
okay,
Mike.
I just knocked you out.
All right, see you later. See you next week. Like, no.
Good
like,
talk.
Yeah, great talk. Let's lock the door again next week. Like, no. And, you know, it's even, we can't even make light of it. It's just, no, you call security, you get the guy taken out of there, and you get that handled, regardless if he just lost his daughter. He needs to, he needs to be punished.
But then we see she invites, Hot Ben out to coffee, or she asks him for a drink, and that's when he says he's sober.
And celibate.
And he, yes.
And a killer.
And,
what?
And I'm like, I'm just kidding. And I'm like, here you go again with a person that has PTSD. Like, these people with, not that there's any, first of all, I know a lot of, it affects a lot of people, but I'm like, Allison, you really know how to pick them. Like,
she's just attracted
Noah
to that.
With all of this. You have Cole
healing.
With all
she
of
likes to fix people.
Yeah.
Yes.
But help. She likes to help people.
When they're at coffee, but you know, he starts telling her about his life story. Yeah. When he asks her if she has any kids, she says, yes, I have a daughter. And I was almost like kind of proud, because do you say in every single instance, yes, I have two kids, one of them died?
No, you don't say that.
No, you don't. Yeah. So, but she used to almost every time. So I was almost like proud of her, even though that's a weird thing to be proud of.
Whatever. No, I get that. I get that.
So then he starts telling her all about himself and about how he is sober. And I can't even hide the fact that I didn't think this was so weird. He was sober because he couldn't get it up. Literally, that's what he said. That he
on your first date. That's what you talk about.
Well, I was just like, wait, you're going there right now? And she even, and he addresses it like, whoa, I normally don't give people my life story after meeting them hours ago. But I'm just like, it's been a recurring thing with her topic on the show, these people being like sexually charged towards her.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, here we go with another guy. And the first thing that he's telling you is that he is sober because he couldn't have sex because of his PTSD. So therefore he got drunk so that he could, but he doesn't do that anymore. But then what's the line he said that you love so much and I love so much too about him?
Oh, that was a good one. You know, like he wants to be present with a person that he's
in love
with.
Oh, by drinking? Yeah.
He's like, maybe after I get through my program of 5 months, 2 weeks, and three more days, I'll meet someone that I don't want to be sober for, because I won't want to miss any of it. That
I want to be sober for.
That I want to be sober for. Yeah. Yeah. What did you guys think about him Skype calling her the next day? Do you think it's too forward to do like a video chat call immediately?
Yeah.
Or like, should you have texted or maybe given just a phone call? Like, that popping up on the screen also just terrified me. I was like, oh, there's just something weird about that,
well,
too.
I was like, just click the phone. Don't click the video. Like, why would you do that?
I don't know.
I thought it was weird. I wouldn't immediately FaceTime with someone. But I did think it was cute what he said. What are you doing in 5 months, 2 weeks?
He gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know.
Now that you say that, there is something about me that's like, okay, it's just a little too forward. It's just a little like, you don't. Okay.
Yeah, but you guys, you also have not had someone save your life the like previous day, and perhaps he has some form of attachment.
She did.
Right, but so that's why he feels connected, because you know he saved her, and she feels
saved your life. Answer my video call,
and she feels like I can honor him with a video call.
No, I mean honor him. I just think it's weird that he told her about his sex life after only knowing her for a few hours.
Sometimes you meet people where you're just like, I don't know why I'm telling you all this stuff, but here I go.
Yeah,
like,
I had an awkward Bumble date once. Never lasted a second date.
There you go.
It was way too much info.
It didn't go to a call the next day, a video call the next
day. Did he try to video
I racked up
you?
The wine bill, and I was like, peace. No, I think he got the...
That's exactly what
he understood. I was like, really? This is the combo? Okay, bye.
Well, she can't drink. She can't drink with him, so you know,
what can she do?
But she was kind of into it, which I thought when he was like, whoa, why did I just do that? I thought she was going to be like, okay, no, that's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. She's like, well,
continue.
I asked.
Yeah,
so
right.
So tell me more. I'm like, right. No, not again. But he's cute, so we'll see.
You know, I think her life, too, is... And based on timelines, time has passed since all the drama with Noah and stuff. And so I think she is in a more monotonous rhythm right now with her schedule and the daughter and the work and the home mm-hmm. life. And so I think this new Ben guy walks in and he's being quite interested.
Yeah.
And then saves her from a terrible situation. And so I think naturally she's intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know, girl.
Her interest is
peaked. We'll see what Ben is like. But I want to talk about them when Cole comes to take her or to help her with her battery. How Joni, cute little thing, asks him to ride with her to school because she wants to be like the regular parents.
Yeah, and also, can we just say once again, how can that be so off in both of their stories?
Which thing?
They drove to school together.
Oh, right.
Or they did. They went in separate cars. Right. I don't understand how that gets confused, but it's okay.
Well,
whatever.
I'm trying to think. Technically, in his version, it's not impossible. Because right after he went to the, he went and found.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and he calls Louisa in his car. But I mean, I guess, I don't know. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Like, I'm so over trying to figure that out.
I know.
But yes, felt bad for the girl. Right. Felt really bad for her. And I'm happy they actually went and did it.
And I think it's her, it's Allison still like recognizing herself that he has this thing of where he kind of just can't say no mm-hmm. when it involves her.
I think she likes it.
Allison still, even though she tries to fight against it, she still has that thing of wanting to be wanted. Mm-hmm. And everyone does. But what?
I was just going to say, if I was Joni, I would have been like, hey, Dad, maybe let's do this tomorrow when all that stuff is off your face.
Yeah. Because you know what I mean? She's young enough. He's got a bow tie and a penis on his face.
She's young enough, though. She's not like middle school yet where that's embarrassing. She's six. Yeah. Daddy's funny. Yeah. Oh, wow. Like, our daddy's like, scary.
I was like, do not show, teacher standing out, principal's out front of the school, and Dad has a, I don't know.
That shows how much he loves her, though. He just didn't care. I'll take my baby girl to school.
Although we don't know what his actual face did look like.
Yeah.
It might not have had the penis on it.
It did, because in his, no one just draws on someone's face right here and wherever it was. You draw
like some crazy, crazy bow ties.
You draw a penis on.
Yeah. Have you guys
penis.
Ever drawn on someone's face when they passed out? Because you know that rule, if you pass out, or this is what it was in college, if you pass out with your shoes on, everyone has the right to draw on you.
Oh,
so
I
you always
that.
Have to take your shoes off. Okay, I don't know. Maybe I
thought it was just passing out in
what
general.
What school is that?
Oh, this was at Syracuse University, and also a little bit in high school, so I don't know. Go Cuse. Go Orange.
My mom is watching, I have never done that. If she's not watching, yeah, of course I've done
that. Of course I did. See, there it is.
You have to. Whatever. Okay.
Oh, college.
Now I want to talk about our special segment.
Yeah.
Asked and Answered.
Ding!
That was great!
I love the ding!
All right, so we have a good question, ladies, and this... So sorry if I say this name incorrectly, but Kieran Smith.
Yeah, and let's just remind what the segment is.
You guys all ask us some questions. This one came from YouTube comments, but mm-hmm. you can also ask via Twitter, via our Instagrams, mm-hmm. pretty much wherever.
Yeah.
I mean, technically you should tag me since I'm the one that's going to be finding all these questions, so just saying.
Allison Dean.
At the Allison Dean. Yes, ask us anything, and if it's a very meaningful and thought-provoking question,
we
will chat about it.
We will answer it.
So this one came in 2 days ago. Kieran Smith, I think Helen will... This goes back to last week's episode, by the way. So this is about Helen and her storyline. I think Helen will question her own sexuality with the new neighbor. This is why I think mm-hmm. she's making an issue with Martin also questioning his sexuality. What do you all think?
Last week, I know when we talked about this, we were a little bit iffy of whether or not it would be, if it was her sexuality. I think possibly yes. I feel like there is the gay storyline now happening with her son, and so maybe because of that, she's going to explore something. There was something there. I don't know what it was. I don't know if I'd place my finger on it right away as, like, a sexual tension.
Right.
I don't know. I can't answer that question right now. I don't know. I have to see more. So for right now, I guess I'll just say no.
I don't think she has been questioning her sexuality. Like, I don't think it's ever come up in her mind before, but I think that is what's going to happen on the show. Like, last week, I think we predicted, or some of us predicted, that she was going to be pregnant because the girl, like, talked about her, mm-hmm. that she was glowing.
Right.
But no, I think it's going to be more of a, like, ooh, why do I feel this way? This person, like, is so free and so opposite of me, that I think they're going to play with that attraction there. But I don't think she's ever, like, questioned it before, but I think that that's... I think that they could go there. What do you think?
So, for me, too, right now, I'm not convinced yet that Helen is uncomfortable with Martin's sexuality, just based on how different her perspective was from Noah's when we saw that all go down.
Yeah.
So, right now, I'm thinking that... I don't know. I don't really have a comment on that. I'm assuming, though, that she's cool with it. I really do. Yeah. Like, I, she strikes me as someone that should be, based on what we know about her. I think that... I don't know about the neighbor yet. I know the neighbor... I think Helen is intrigued by the neighbor in this... Helen's uncomfortable, and yet also is like, stay and let us do... Yeah, let's have wine together. That sounds like a great, great idea. Mm-hmm. So it's like a push and pull thing where she's uncertain of, you know, the road that lies ahead kind of a thing.
New territory, kind of.
I think this could be an interesting new storyline for
us. It's Callie. You never know.
It's a great question. Kieran's in there. Thank you. He's dumped us. I mean, we're just all like, I don't know. Maybe.
Possibly.
We'll see. Yeah.
Trevor. Rainy J said Trevor.
Oh, what did I say?
I don't know. What did Trevor say?
Did I say Trevor?
Trevor for who?
I don't know. I'll have to watch
it back
now. Trevor
is the son questioning his sexuality.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, the son. Oh, no. When you said she's questioning Martin's.
Oh, that was in the question. Did we?
Oh,
sorry.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
No, Trevor was the guy, was the husband coming in to strangle Allison. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Rainy J, you said Trevor, ladies. LOL. Who are you talking about?
Trevor. Yeah. Trevor, I think that was the guy that came in and strangled
Allison. Trevor's also the son.
Trevor is also a son as well. Yeah. Wait, there's a Trevor and
Trevor. I think Trevor, so maybe it wasn't Trevor.
Well, super confused. Okay,
you know those people we're talking about.
We need to do predictions.
I'm like, I think Nadine has like 17.
Now, you got 17?
Predictions?
Or one.
Oh, man.
Well, she said the big one.
Yeah, well, the big one I've already said is I think that Allison's possible new love interest is actually going to be the demise of her for this season. Yes.
Emily Bates in the chat says, I think he has PTSD. Ooh. Well, he says he has PTSD, but I think he has, like, recurring.
And maybe. I think it makes the most sense that something bad is going to happen to Allison, and now we see this new character, like I said, be introduced into her life, and I think that it can only go bad. So as much as, he's, you know, he's a sexy Ben, he's also scary Ben for me. Like, I'm just, there's something there, and from the moment that he met her, all of it just felt forced.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something that he's planned on doing, or if it's something that now is just going to happen because they know each other. I don't know. It all felt a little off. So that's one big prediction. Also, I think that something big's going to happen with Luisa. I think that whole storyline is actually going to play out more where she may go to jail. Something may happen. She may get caught by ICE. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. But I'm scared to see that. I'm just scared all around because I like Luisa. I don't want anything to happen to her. And Ben just, I don't know, man. I don't know. Does anyone else have, like, weird feelings about that? Please let me know, because am I the only one?
Well, Rainy J said he doesn't think that Ben will have anything to do with Allison missing.
All right. Well, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe that's just the craziest prediction out there.
Well, it's a good one. It's a good one. I think for me, it's a little premature, I think. But I'm wondering if Allison and Cole are going to have any... It just, to me, like, they left last season having such heat.
Yeah.
And then we get to today, and it was, like, gone. And
I love your diagrams.
He went back to Luisa, that's why. She said it's up to you.
But you can't, like, that doesn't just disappear. And
well, clearly it has.
I think all of season 3 disappeared.
Well, yeah. What happened to that?
I don't forget. So, anyway. Yeah. So I'm wondering if that is going to continue to... show itself to us.
Yeah.
I love this so much.
I know.
The hand gestures.
We talk with our hands, everyone.
Yeah, Allison, thank you for that.
I think that something is for sure going to happen to Luisa. Whether that be very ominous or not, I think they're bringing up the deportation thing for a reason. I don't think it's just going to go away. Or not deportate. Well, I guess ultimately it would be deportation. I don't think it's going to go away. This isn't the kind of show to introduce something and just that be, you know, a one-off.
Hopefully
about
they'll
it.
Resolve it in a happy way.
Yeah. And not her getting kicked out. Or if she leaves, though, then Cole's... Girl, I see what you're doing.
You have my brain right there.
I got that. Oh, wow.
Louisa is out of the picture, it does kind of leave the room for, you know, let's say Ben is crazy. And I'm feeding off of your prediction, of course. But let's say Ben is crazy and does something, then Cole will rescue Allison. And then that leaves... That's how we come back full circle with the two of them.
And Noah's coming back there, too.
Oh, that was like a mic drop right there.
Wow.
Situation.
Okay.
Guys, so, we got deep there.
Well, yeah. Wow. We did get deep. Let us know. Be sure to let us know what y'all thought, because episode 3 is right around the corner. Even though it's going to be Noah and Helen, I want to know what y'all thought. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenham. Where can they find y'all?
You can find me at The Allison Dean.
And you can find me at Nadine Dalipal. Thank you very much, guys.
See y'all next week.
See you next week. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.